unlock special deals, discounts, and even VIP access to new arrivals. Ready to experience divine flavors? Stop by our store today at Leonika Shopping Mall. Your taste buds will thank you. Divine Meat Empire, where greatness is always on the menu.
Welcome to the Lusaka Radio Main News. In the headlines, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has given Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, a 14-day ultimatum to present herself before Parliament, starting either after her father's burial or the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. Police have apprehended three suspects, including two security guards, in connection with the burglary at Gateway Hypermarket on Kafue Road, where 31,000 kwacha was stolen. In international news, Thailand's leader has warned that clashes between Thailand and Cambodia, which have killed at least 16 people and displaced tens of thousands in both countries, could move towards war.
9:07 News, all day, every day.
And now with the details, my name is Terence Makondo. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has given Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, a 14-day ultimatum to present herself before Parliament, starting either after her father's burial or the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. This decision follows Tasila Lungu's prolonged absence from Parliament, which sparked debate among lawmakers. The ruling comes after Zambezi East UPND MP Brian Kambita questioned whether Tasila Lungu should continue serving as a Member of Parliament, given her apparent intention not to return to the country. The Speaker also highlighted ongoing negotiations between the government and the Lungu family to resolve the matter outside court. Muti also confirmed that her office had received a letter from the Chawama MP requesting a leave of absence to attend to the ongoing court proceedings in South Africa regarding her father's burial. While expressing understanding for Tasila Lungu's need to mourn and attend her father's funeral, Muti emphasized the paramount need for the people of Chawama constituency to be represented in the National Assembly. Former President Edgar Lungu passed away on June 5, 2025, and the family has been embroiled in a legal dispute over his burial in South Africa.
Please do note that my office is in receipt of a letter from Ms. T. Lungu, MP, requesting for leave of absence to enable her attend to the ongoing court proceedings in South Africa regarding the burial place of her late father. In light of this state of affairs, the issue relating to whether Ms. T. Lungu, MP, should continue to be recognized as a Member of Parliament is a matter that will be addressed at a later date. While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former President and the need for Ms. T. Lungu, MP, to mourn and put to rest her father, I'm also alive to the need for the people of Chawama Parliamentary Constituency to be represented. In this regard, I direct in absentia Ms. T. Lungu, MP, to present herself to either my office, if the House will be on recess, or the House within 14 days after the burial of her late father, or within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly.
977 News.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has dismissed an audio recording allegedly featuring a cabinet minister and a member of parliament discussing bribery of judges, asserting that it does not reflect the views of the government. During a Vice President question time in a parliament, Nalumango responded to Mpika Central MP Francis Kapianga, stating that the conversation was merely a private exchange between the two individuals with no connection to government policy. She urged the public to refrain from spreading unverified information, warning that doing so could be considered a crime. Additionally, Nalumango condemned the leaking of private government documents, calling it morally reprehensible and illegal. The vice president clarified the government's stance and discouraged the dissemination of misleading information.
There was nowhere in that audio, which I've also listened to, unless I missed it, that the government has decided to go and bribe a judge in South Africa. It is not there. So don't add into says the reality, says something which is there. But to say there is government in there saying, let us go, madam, and he bribe. It was a talk between two people, dreaming, fantasizing, like all of you have done. Like all of you have done, all of us, including myself. If you asked me, I was going to find a solution, but maybe it was not going to work. So, when you listen to two people talking, don't make it a government position. No. Ushikubu fuhile nsofo. Neli ashi, dia nsofo.
977 News.
Police have apprehended three suspects, including two security guards, in connection with the burglary at Gateway Hypermarket on Kafua Road, where 31,000 kwacha was stolen. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga identified the suspects as John Piri, Austin Lundi, and George Hajintu, who have been charged with breaking into a building and committing a felony therein. Hamonga says the suspects were caught after CCTV footage captured an intruder entering through the roof and security guards allegedly retrieving the stolen funds. He says authorities have recovered 18,087 kwacha and investigations are underway to locate the remaining amount. Hamonga emphasized the need for business owners to enhance surveillance and thoroughly vet security personnel to prevent collusion with the criminals.
Upon further review of the surveillance footage, it was discovered that the suspect left the bag containing the stolen money in the toilet. Two security guards on duty identified as Mr. Austin Lundi and Mr. George Hajintu were later seen retrieving the bag and removing it from the scene. The bag, which was heavy due to the large amount of coins, was later recovered after police interrogated the two guards who led officers to its location. A total amount of 18,087 ngwe has since been recovered. The three suspects, the intruder, Mr. John Piri, along with the two security guards, Mr. Austin Lundi and Mr. George Hajintu, have been detained and charged with breaking into a building and committing a felony therein. A docket has been opened and investigations are ongoing to recover the remaining amount and establish the full extent of the involvement of all parties. The Zambia Police Service continues to urge business owners to enhance internal surveillance and ensure that their security personnel are properly vetted to avoid collision with criminals.
977 News.
The Agricultural and Commercial Cooperative Society of Zambia Limited President Bernard Monga has announced that over 1,000 exhibitors are expected to showcase their products and services at this year's 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show in Lusaka. Dr. Monga says on the international level, about 24 countries, among them China, Pakistan, Zimbabwe, India, and South Africa, have confirmed their participation. He says the agricultural, fisheries and livestock sector has this year seen significant participation from small, medium and large-scale farmers from various provinces, as well as service providers, seed companies, consulting firms and regulators, among others. Monga says the society hopes that more crops will be displayed this year due to the bumper harvest recorded in the 2024-2025 farming season. The theme for the show this year, which will run from the 30th of July to the 4th of August, is Adapting to Climate Change.
So in terms of extradition, we expect a lot of